106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, a little fog early. The rain has moved out.
Yes.
Clearing in 62 today. Slight chance of rain on Friday, but then Saturday and Sunday both look like pretty good days. You know, we initially didn't have any mention of rain over the weekend. Now, of course, well, the April showers thing. You know that. So a chance of temperatures in the 60s pretty much for the next week. And then Tuesday we make it to 70, but not bad. Certainly spring-like weather. 52 degrees brought to you by Frederick Air. It's a good call. Everybody well today?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Everything good?
Can't complain.
Nothing untoward? Nothing strange has happened?
Nope.
A quick music deep dive. Mm. One of the bands we play here on the Eagle, the Electric Light Orchestra.
ELO.
Mm. ELO, baby. It's a living thing. Has the record for the most top 40 songs without a number one hit.
Mm. Oh, wow.
They've had 20 songs make the top 40. 20 of them. Great songs. Not one of them managed to get to number one because something else was blocking it.
Ooh.
And, you know, there was a time where bands were releasing singles, I mean, like crazy. There may be three or four singles off one album. Heck, the Beatles would release songs so fast, they'd have to put two hits on one, you know, single. So the A and B side were both hits. Mm. ELO, never a number one song, yet an incredibly revered band. If you know them and you love them, you know, seeing them is sort of a spiritual experience. They don't tour very often. Jeff Lynne, incredible singer, songwriter, composer. In fact, he pretty much is the band. He and a drummer named Bev Bevins were who formed the band.
Why couldn't we have cool names like Bev?
I know. It is a great name, isn't it?
Hi, I'm Bev.
I'm Jeff Lynne. Hey, hi. How are you? And my deep dive into British musicians led me to Ireland yesterday. Ireland won its first Olympic medals in 1924. Mm-hmm. A silver in the painting competition.
Painting?
What's...
Well, you're talking like painting a fence, painting a barn, or like art?
What?
I had no idea there was a painting competition. And they won a bronze in literature. Now, obviously, both of these competitions aren't part of the Olympics anymore. I want to know why.
Yeah, me too.
See how these things link?
Yes, sure.
How bizarre from one subject to another. Yes.
So, you know, performance-enhancing drugs have been something since the beginning of the modern Olympics, issues with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I suggest that a painter,
yes,
and a writer, performance enhancing drugs would be alcohol and any type of illegal drugs,
right?
Because, as you know, a lot of artists
need inspiration. Is
what
you're saying?
Some
do.
So I say
some credit, you know, and we're certainly not encouraging this, mind expanding sort of things, and unfortunately, it usually gets out of hand and ruins their life. So
a couple shots.
You're saying?
A booze. I wonder if that, whoever won for literature, I consider beer performance enhancing.
So here, would you like to see? I actually have the piece of art that won an Olympic medal for Ireland. And of course, it's forcing me to accept cookies like it tried to last night. But this is the picture that won the medal.
Wow.
It's a little underwhelming.
It
looks like something I did at Robert E. Perry High School in Rockville a few years ago.
Okay, I want to take back what I said. The guy hadn't had one drink.
I think this guy perhaps needed a drink.
I think so. Yeah, well, he has a gold medal. What the hell do we know? And you don't know.
You raise an excellent point.
No one believes him the rest of his life when he says, I'm an Olympian. Really? In what? Painting.
And the other guy, I wrote a lovely verse. Poetically, I'm an Olympian. Listen, God bless him. I don't know why they pulled it out, other than the Olympic Committee said, we can't make any money at this.
Yeah.
You know, the television rights will never sell. Watch this guy paint.
I bet the guy.
It takes weeks, if not months and years. Poor Van Gogh died penniless. If we continue to have painting as an Olympic sport, we're going to be penniless.
Imagine the poor color guy, the play-by-play and the color announcers. What do you say?
Sounds like golf.
Yeah.
And he's picking up the palette knife.
Mm.
He has. The stroke was genius.
Mm.
Well, he's taking a break to mix more paint. We'll be right back.
Where's Bob Ross? See, Bob Ross
Bob Ross would have knocked that bad boy out. If Bob Ross had been around, gold medalist in our opinions, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And you know the poor guy who came in bronze or silver in the painting.
Right.
Or the poetry, you know, the literature, he's like, didn't even rhyme. How did this guy?
Haiku.
He had haiku. Back then, the first haiku artist. And nobody understood. Everybody's scratching their heads. People are shoving him off the podium.
That's too many syllables.
That's a rhyme. What are you doing here? The judges.
Yeah.
Because back then, they would take their gloves off and, you know,
slap in the face.
And slap in the face, and then there'd be a duel.
Yeah, the guy came in silver and said, well, believe me, I'm taking my Nantucket poem, and it's going to be big. It's going to be huge.
Yeah.
I guess they wore uniforms while they wrote poetry.
They had the official colors of Ireland.
Yep.
While they were painting and writing verse.
Lisa makes a good point. Do they have to write something in a certain amount of time? Like they're all right there beside each other. And go.
I was too tired to do that deep a dive, but I was fascinated by the fact that, and who then would be the judges? Who's the jury of the work? And how... there's so many questions. And, how much time were they given to do this?
See, Jack, you, Lisa, and I, we've been going so excited. We're going to the Olympics because that's one of my, that's a bucket list thing. I want to go to an Olympic event. And we would just get tickets. Oh, great. We walk in. What is this? Is this, oh my God, is this the gymnastics? Is it archery? No. Is it shot put? No. What is it? It's literature.
And we gotta, we're going to watch a couple of guys on laptops.
You know, I want to see him with the scroll. I want to see a feather. They're going to write poetry.
Oh, you want a quill.
No, I don't want a quill. Click, click, you, click, click.
You have parchment.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes.
I don't have click, click, click. No.
Oh. We're going to lose a lot of money on this.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. We were a little puzzled. I did my little deep dive last night on my iPad, trying to fall asleep. I try to find things that you'll find interesting I can share with you the next day, but that aren't so interesting that I spend the entire night reading.
Mm-hmm.
Although this one did, you know, cause me to think what it would be like if the Olympics were held sort of the way they were. Initially, the Olympics were very different than what we see on television today. Including the fact that Ireland won its first Olympic medals in 1924, a silver in the painting competition, and a bronze in literature. Obviously, both are no longer a part of the Olympics anymore. Jimmy and I were thinking, gosh, do they do it or bring it? Because if they just bring the art, you know, there's that whole parade, all this. The guy's got his picture. He's marching around with a frame print, you know, before the Olympics, and then all the torch lighting and all that. And then, you know, do they see it beforehand? Do they unveil it? Who are the judges? Anyway,
it sounds more like a science fair.
Sounds more like a science fair.
Yeah.
And if they're doing it, you know, what kind of attendance would there be from spectators watching a guy on a laptop or back then with a quill and parchment? All right, 1924, they had typewriters. But you know what I'm saying. In your mind, you think, well, it could take someone days or weeks or months to paint a picture.
And how do you know it's that person painting it?
Mm.
Right? How do you know it's that person?
You're saying they have a Confederate painting?
Well, you don't know. I mean, it's not like, hey, I ran the mile in 2 minutes. Yeah, my buddy watched me. Okay, that's my entry. You can't do that.
Well, we did a little more deep diving because it's imponderable that you can actually include that in the Olympics. But what did you find?
Well, according to the Smithsonian, it says...
All right, well, that's a pretty good arbiter.
Yeah, not just Wikipedia there.
Yes.
Says for the first four decades of competition, the Olympics awarded official medals for painting, sculpture, architecture.
All right, hang on a second. Sculpture?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
That would be more interesting.
Giant blocks of granite or whatever you're using, and a chisel and a hammer? That's going to take a really long time.
Yeah, yeah. Because I've also done some deep diving here, and I have a couple funny things
to tell
you after Lisa.
Well, architecture, literature, and music alongside those for athletic competitions. So from 1912 to 1952, they awarded a total of 151 medals for original artworks alongside the athletic endeavors.
And I think that it's great that they awarded them, but it would seem that would be a different competition.
It was an athletic theme, but I agree with
athletic
you.
Athletic theme, because the painting that Ireland won was, I guess, a swim.
Mm-hmm. It had to be about sports somehow.
Right.
But interestingly, one of the reasons they got rid of these awards is because it's supposed to be about amateur competition.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And these were pros, professional the writers and, professional right. artists.
Yep.
And here are some other things. So you think you would think here, what is it? Medals. You could win a medal on making medals because it's not only did they have art with painting,
right?
But they had sculptures. Where is it here? Well, mixed painting, drawings and watercolors, engravings and etchings.
Wow.
You know what this sounds like to me? This sounds like The World's Got Talent, right? The TV
yes.
show America's
yes.
Got Talent?
Yes.
Because whatever, and it's wonderful, let's celebrate talent, skills, you know, people who have worked long and hard to become good at something.
Right.
But under the umbrella of the Olympics, you got a guy with a 16-pound shot put over there.
Yeah.
Okay, and busted here, his yes. butt. Okay. And you have another guy over there with a quill and parchment.
Well,
I'm just...
Well, Jeff, one of them is medals and plaques. So you're going to get win a medal for...
Making...
A medal. They have mixed sculpture, reliefs, and medallions. What are reliefs? Now, I know what a medallion is.
Relief? Yeah. So that poor guy with a 16-pound shot put, he's been out there a long time.
But here you go. Also, architecture.
Mm-hmm. What, we're going to build a building? How long would
Thank
that
you.
Take?
Oh. And my favorite, town planning. Town planning.
Well, I'm glad we moved that one out. Woo,
I don't know about you.
The fisticuffs Please. On the field when the town people Man. Are throwing chairs. It looked like a WWE event.
But they also have under the literature, Jack, they have mixed literature, dramatic works, epic works, lyric and speculative works, mixed music, orchestra work, solo and chorus competitions.
All right, we vocal. Get it. We get it.
Hey, I wow. didn't do that with you when you were in yours.
That's funny. That's funny.
I don't
Hold
know,
me back.
Mentioned...
Ooh, somebody's singing the third part of the chord. Oh, man. Hey. Oh, gee.
Did I mention there's also a bail bondsman? I
don't know there's a bail bondsman?
Well,
what?
You know, all those medals.
Oh, you think people were taking the medal? People were stealing medals? Well, if you're going to steal it, I wouldn't steal the medal from the guy throwing the 16-pound shot, but Ooh. I would steal it from the guy with the quill in his hand.
Oh, great. You got the silver medalist in the literature. Oh, no, it's mixed works. That's not the literature.
So this went on until the 1950s, and they finally yep. decided to give you know, the arts their due, literature their due, and let the, I guess, the actual sporting events take place.
So I guess the trampoline competition we see now is not that bad.
I laughed when I first heard that they were doing the trampoline thing until I saw not only how high they go.
Incredible.
But the stuff they do. And you think, well, geez, didn't they get it right in ancient Greece? Do we really need to add sports to this? And some of them are a little, well, I thought the trampoline was a little out there.
Mm-hmm.
I thought that's a, you know, a kid in his backyard in Boonesboro having a great time with his friends. That's sure. not an Olympic sport until I saw it.
It's all fun and games until you're sitting there during town planning.
And, of course, I don't have a VCR now, but back when I, you know, I had digital recording, I recorded the Olympics and specifically the trampoline competition because it was so mesmerizing.
It
looked so dangerous too.
I was ready to laugh until I'm like, okay, they're going up, they're hitting the ceiling of the Coliseum. Okay, this is impressive.
So we can't all attend the Olympics. You said it was a bucket list.
Yes.
Because
mm-hmm.
it's in Japan this year and no foreign visitors are permitted, but that would seem like everybody there is Japanese. It would be a bit of an unfair advantage for the Japanese competitors. Because it will be silent whenever anybody yeah. else competes. And, you know, I don't know, you know, culturally if the Japanese are as uproarious as we are, you know, mm-hmm. the Irish or some of us that enjoy a couple of beers along with our competition.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But doesn't that seem
Well, it's definitely the
unusual.
Ultimate, you know, home field advantage.
Yes.
When nobody else is there to clap, it's going to be really interesting to see how they do that. And do they have enough people who have enough interest to go to every single event?
Yeah.
Or are you going to have a lot of events with nobody in there?
You know, Simone Biles last right. night, they asked her specifically about this. She said, we have just been working, and they have, so hard, so long. We'd love there to be, you know, all of our fans there. We don't care. We want to go out and compete. So I guess for a lot of these athletes, when they're engaged in their activity or their sport, they sort of dial the rest of the world out anyway.
Yeah.
Right.
They don't hear it. They don't see it. They're simply doing their thing. And when you're doing it at an Olympic level, I guess, you know, it may in some ways lift a little bit of that pressure and distraction from your performance.
Well, you know, also it may harken back to the old days, as Lisa and you and I mentioned, back to when they had the events like the sculpture and the medallions. Because I'm sure there was nobody sitting in there watching them.
Nobody
during that.
Jimmy. You're right. The sculpting, though, would be interesting, at least.
No. Yes, it would.
If you did it right then.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
106.9 The Eagle.
Jack and Jimmy get you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
Listen, let's go ahead and do our late night update featuring Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, James Corden, and we start with Jimmy Fallon.
Tensions are high between Russia and Ukraine, so President Biden just had a call with Vladimir Putin, and he invited him to meet in person. Now, when they first meet, Putin will hand Biden a box and say, "These are some of Donald's things he left at my place. Can you give to him?" Thank you.
Vladimir Putin continues to give President Biden the cold shoulder. During a phone call on Tuesday, Biden invited the Russian leader to meet, but Putin has so far refused to commit. I mean, you call a guy a killer on national TV one time.
Get this, Egypt has seized the giant ship that blocked the Suez Canal. And they're not letting it go until the owners pay $900 million in damages. You know what? That story was so much fun for the whole world. I'm sure we can get a GoFundMe going to pay off. You can tell the ship needs money fast because today it started an OnlyFans.
Egypt impounded the ship after the owners refused to pay fines totaling more than $900 million. You know what this is? Pyramid scheme.
A woman was recently arrested in New York's JFK International Airport for carrying 3 pounds of cocaine in her bra, and she might have gotten away with it if she hadn't put it all in one cup.
You know, there was a notable celebrity death today, but not one that anyone seemed too sad about. Bernie Madoff is now in hell, convincing Satan to empty his 401k. Bernie Madoff, who, it's still hard to believe a guy who made off with all that money has the name Madoff, but he died in prison. Among the people he defrauded during his life were Steven Spielberg and Kevin Bacon, which I think technically qualifies him for the Oscars in memoriam montage.
Bernie Madoff, the mastermind behind the largest Ponzi scheme in U.S. history, died today. And for once, it's no big loss.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station, Jack Diamond. Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann, the air is so fresh and crisp this morning. The rain the last couple of days has washed all the particulate matter out, at least for now. It feels a little tropical, even at 52 degrees, but just beautiful. Areas of fog before 9, otherwise a mixture of clouds and sun. You can see beautiful, bright sunrise this morning. 62 for the high today, and 52 right now at 106.9, the Eagle. There's always good news in the world. Let's do a few good news stories for you, okay? A restaurant in Philadelphia called South Philly Barbacoa has been feeding people and keeping people working during the pandemic. Early on, the owners converted another restaurant they own into a service called the People's Kitchen that keeps chefs paid. And a year later, they're still handing out up to 300 free meals a day.
Wow.
And still a solvent business. They simply figured out how to make the pieces fit.
Beautiful.
6 years ago this week, the CEO of a company called Gravity Payments announced he was slashing his own salary and paying all of his 130 employees at least $70,000 a year.
Whoa.
Wow.
Which a lot of people thought was nuts. But he posted an update. He added 70 more workers since then, and revenue has tripled.
Wow.
Some people just figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, you know, he sat down with a beer and a pad of paper and just started making notes. I'm not sure how these two businesses put it together, but they did.
Happy employees.
Happy employees. Mm-hmm. Right before the pandemic hit, a mom in Scotland decided to lose weight by not ordering takeout or delivery anymore, which hasn't been easy during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. But she stuck with it and simply made simple meals at home. In 15 months, she's dropped 84 pounds.
Whoa.
84 pounds. A lot of vegetables and lean protein. So, for over a decade, a 74-year-old woman in Louisiana named Jessie Hamilton worked as a cook for the Phi Gamma Delta fraternity at LSU. Her last year was 1996, but some of the frat guys have kept in touch with her, and they recently found out she was still working two jobs just to pay her mortgage.
Wow.
91 of them pooled their money for her birthday this month. They surprised her with $52,000.
Oh, my gosh.
$45,000 went to pay off her mortgage.
Perfect.
The rest is pocket money.
Oh.
How's that for a haul of good news?
Beautiful.
Great.
From Jack and Jimmy and Lisa Ann on 106.9 The Eagle.
Well, we're waking on.
WWEG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh at your favorite classic hits.
106.9.
Okay, you helped me in my life, Jack. I didn't realize you would change something that I love so much since I was a little boy. My favorite thing to eat. My favorite thing to eat is are tacos.
Mm-hmm.
I love tacos. Mm-hmm. And last night at my home, it was Taco Tuesday, Wednesday night edition. And
so that gives you the leeway pretty much to have Taco Tuesday any night.
Any night.
Simply make it the Thursday or Sunday edition.
Exactly, and that's what happened. And
it's like when Sunday Night Football appears on Thursday. Why don't they just call it Thursday Night Football?
But they don't. Yeah. They, you know, they,
You have to have the nice alliteration.
Well, sure, sure. Taco Tuesday. So, and Taco Thursday, not alliterative.
Better than Taco Wednesday.
Or Taco Thursday. See, it doesn't work.
No, Taco Thursday does not work any way, shape, or form. So
thanks for throwing that in.
But Wednesday, Taco Tuesday, Wednesday night edition, as I was putting my tacos together, assembling it, I looked at Richie and I said, I'm going to do what Jack says to do, put the cheese in the shell first.
Absolutely.
I've never done that, and you say you do it because...
Well, the meat helps melt the cheese, and those flavors really commingle. So you have to have a hot taco shell, or as hot as it can be. Then you put the cheese in, grated cheddar, and then the hot beef, spiced, steamy on top of that, and then the other layers. The other layers, up to you. But Jack says the first two should be cheese and then beef.
Okay, I tried your way.
Oh.
And I'm going to give you credit. Because I think, I don't think you realize another thing that having the cheese be at the bottom of the shell does for it.
It absorbs.
Yep.
It pads.
What also is almost like a wet cement. It was almost like an adhesive to make sure if the shell is going to break at that bottom.
Yes, yes.
It doesn't with the cheese there because it acts like an adhesive to keep the shell together.
Please.
Now, one of my shells broke last night. Changing my life because of the cheddar. And you didn't even bring up as an advantage.
Jimmy, there are so many advantages to doing things my way.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, and Lisa Ann. I want to do a little special show and tell edition.
Yes.
Of our Facebook Live.
I like it.
So if you're on Facebook, hop over to Jack Diamond Show or on your computer, facebook.com/Jack Diamond Show. We have several show and tell things. And if you're driving and can't take a look now, we'll explain what we're showing. And maybe later you can check out the video. Obviously, it's posted and up there permanently. The evidence lives at Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. So last night, I did this deep dive. I usually, before I fall asleep, take my iPad, just search weird, discordant things that I either heard during the day or wondered about, and, you know, usually follow every link to the end.
Okay.
Sometimes it's fascinating. Sometimes it puts me right to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
The only danger here is I drop the iPad on my face.
Ooh.
And it's a sizable iPad. So
ouch.
When I come in looking battered and bruised, that's the reason why. Last night, I went from some music facts.
Okay.
Well, specifically about the band Electric Light Orchestra. One of my favorites, Jeff Lynne, Living Thing, Do You Want My Love, Sweet Talking Woman. Anyway, they have 20 songs that made the top 40. Not a single one has been number one. They've always been blocked by something else. Hard to believe. But I went from that to British and Irish musicians like Jeff Lynne to the fact that Ireland won its first Olympic medal in 1924.
What?
Okay. Now, for any country, that's a big deal, right?
Sure.
For any athlete, that's a big deal.
Oh, yeah.
Ireland won their first Olympic medal, a silver medal, in the painting competition.
Painting?
So earlier today, we talked about this, and I had no idea at one point during the Olympics they had a painting, literature, and Lisa Ann, you looked up several other categories. Here's the painting that won the silver. Come on around. It had to be sports themed. So if you look, the painting is of people swimming. Now, can you imagine how cold the water is in Ireland to swim? You may as well be in Iceland.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, it's a beautiful picture. That's what won. There was also literature. So we all sort of wondered, if that's the case, how did they have it? Olympic attendance to watch someone paint.
How interesting would that be?
Well, if
you bring the painting with you, or do you have an easel set up there in the crowds, you know, watching, going, I can't believe I'm stuck here looking at this.
You couldn't really see it though if you were the artist. The artist is standing in front of it, has the palette knife or brushes. You really couldn't see it from the Coliseum, right?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Even if you were in the front row. And we wondered if the guy would actually, when they do the parade of athletes at the beginning in the Coliseum, if he or she would walk out there holding the framed print. And then they have one in literature. Now, you know, we joked about the fact that did they use a quill and parchment, and, you know, everybody would sit around and watch. They probably did it on typewriter.
Mm-hmm.
But I would assume they would had to have had it written before, or was it a timed event where you have, you know, 1 hour, all the participants now, you have 1 hour to create a masterpiece.
Go.
And go. Exactly.
Could you imagine, typing starts. Could you imagine someone with a gun, you know, and go.
And scare the hell out of them. So they also won a bronze in literature.
Wow.
So those were the first two medals in the Olympics that they won in Ireland, 1924. So, Jimmy Alexander, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
Please.
Good morning.
The lovely and talented.
No, thank you. I thought that was Lisa. I thought she was lovely.
Well, you're lovely and talented as well today.
That's fair. You say it because it's true.
Well, it is. Look, you have the red headphones on. You have the red jacket.
Very specific.
Styling and profiling.
Very please. Specific. You know, they also had a strange thing, JD, that we found that. Town planning. That was an Olympic event.
How's that even possible?
And making medals. Well, so
making
medals, like a real, for an award.
As in the medal, like they give away at the Olympics. Do you have a picture?
Well, I'm trying, hopefully I still have this. So this is the where the Olympic Stadium was in 1928. And it also won the gold medal in architecture in 1928 at the Olympics there.
Well, it'd be a little hard not to give the guy who built the Olympic Stadium
exactly.
the medal for building.
I mean, how about the guy who came in the silver going, well, you didn't tell me I could design the stadium? Or was that part of payment and there was a little
painter? Something.
Probably was something up. This is here's a lovely and talented Lisa. Please, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
You heard me yelling for earlier down the hall. Lisa, Lisa, please.
Where did you go?
Where's the paperwork?
We're trying to do a radio show.
We have paperwork here.
I would imagine that one day you'll be floating down a river. And you'll be, Lisa, throw me the lifeline.
No, that's what my parents did when they put me up for adoption. They put me on a giant leaf.
That's awful.
They sent me down the Euphrates. That's how that worked.
Or Potomac in this case. Awful.
That's going to get down the Potomac. Somebody take me. Somebody adopt me before I get to the rapids.
I mean, I need a costume. How did that happen?
Let me float outside of Tony and Joe's. All right, so go back over there. Go back over there. What did you... You discovered some interesting things about the Olympics having literature and some other...
Well, they had music. That was another one.
A lot of different.
That makes more sense to me than sculpture and painting.
The one who plays the most loudly, the loudest player. How do you?
Did you have to march? I mean, what if you were, you know, trying to play the clavichord? I mean, that you could.
Please, the clavichord.
Sounds like an injury.
He's here all Sunday. Play the tuba. What?
Go ahead.
No, please.
Well, some of the athletes won medals for art or sculpture and that kind of thing.
Like this gentleman, like this American here. Is he not? He won.
What did he win for? The most impressive mustache waxing? What the heck?
And it was funny. I found him being presented his gold medal by the Queen.
Though, look at that. Must be the medals, or are they in those tubes? Or is that guy security? He's going to threaten you with. Or is that part of the relay races? I don't know. The show and tell edition here, Facebook Live, Jack Diamond
now
show on Facebook.
You made a great point. Now that would be amazing if they did this.
If they do what? Beat people with batons?
No, if they had painting, but you had a team, so you have to run. You paint a little bit, and then they fire the thing, and then you have to run, hand the baton to another artist. They come back and finish the painting. Like three people.
I probably should just stick with this. Somebody was renovating their house. I told you it was a show and tell edition. Somebody was renovating their house. They tore up the carpet, and they found a giant Monopoly board underneath the carpet.
Oh, that's so cool.
You know, most people hope to find, I don't have it up yet, most people hope to find, you know, like really nice hardwood floors they can refinish. But these people found a giant Monopoly board. Here it is, Lisa Ann. You can come over and check that out. There's a Monopoly board in the room when they tore up the carpeting. I would touch that thing up and leave it, wouldn't you? I think it'd be fabulous to play. And if somebody wanted to upset, board because they were losing, they couldn't.
No.
Well, you have to flip the house over.
It happened once in my house. We were playing Monopoly, and one of the kids was so far behind, you know, had what is like the least impressive.
Like Connecticut and Oriental Avenue.
Right, exactly. One of those where the rent's like $25 instead of $500.
And I think they landed on somebody who had hotels.
Right.
And they were
that
just,
was it.
That was it.
So I have a friend who lives in Idaho Falls, Pocatello, that area of Idaho. And we were talking about, you know, the town. What's it like to live there? And he says, obviously, there are a lot of potatoes, including a giant spud. And if you come zoom into this, you can see this is one of the things that they have as an attraction in the town, the giant spud. I don't know that you can appreciate the grandeur of the spud.
Wow.
And they also have a 9-foot-tall waitress outside a diner. Her name is Wanda. I don't know why. He didn't either. But it's one of the things, if you go to Pocatello, Idaho, that you make sure you want to go see the 9-foot-tall waitress named Wanda. Well, now, do we have anything like that in Frederick or Hagerstown? Drop it in comments if we do. If we have, like, the giant spud. I lived in San Diego before moving back to Washington 30 years ago. And in Lemon Grove, one of the communities in San Diego, they had a giant lemon because they were known for their lemon production. And I don't know why we all felt compelled to drive up to the giant lemon and take a picture. And people would put their arm around the lemon. They'd try and climb the lemon. And, of course, whenever you had frat boys or anybody had a few drinks, they tried to, you know, become one with the giant lemon. Is there anything here like that to go see? Drop it in comments on Jack Diamond Show on Facebook.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything like that. You know,
is your hometown of Graham, North Carolina? Now, I know Winston-Salem, North Carolina, cigarettes are named after the towns of Winston and Salem and Raleigh and a couple of others.
Also, you know, I don't think off the top of my head we had anything like that. I remember, and you probably remember this, J.D., from your time living in Atlanta.
Right.
They had like an old Kentucky Fried Chicken that had this giant chicken outside, and they called it the Big Chicken.
Right.
And I remember everybody would always, that was a spot you needed to see the Big Chicken. Mm. So I'm trying to think of anything around here that...
I don't nothing like the...
Because we have real statues and real...
That's right. We have some of the finest parks in the country here.
Well, Lisa, the battlefields, we have statues.
In Gettysburg, I mean, there was so much when you spent your formative years in Gettysburg.
Right. Well, not because you have all the monuments in Gettysburg.
Right.
So there wasn't anything ridiculous. But I remember driving across country with my parents in the heat of the summer, and we would want to get to Wall Drug because it has a jackalope, which is a giant rabbit with antlers.
Yes.
And then the giant ball of yarn and the giant frying pan.
Well, go back to the jackalope for a minute. That was considered a thing. They tried to make people believe it was real, right?
Well, as a kid, you look at this giant rabbit, and it looked real with the antlers on it. I thought
it was stuffed. It was something stuffed,
like a taxidermy.
Okay, I was like, because I was like, they didn't get a staple gun and said, "Okay, come here, well, come here, bugs."
They may have. Yeah. Would it attract tourists? Yeah. And where was this?
It's at Wall Drug, which is somewhere in the Midwest.
Okay, so you would go to see the jackalope. I went to the Cadillac Ranch in Texas, and I'll never find the picture in time, but they bury Cadillacs, and they bury them front end first, and then the trunks are sticking up in the air. And if you get there on the right day at the right time with the right light, I guess it makes an interesting picture. But I got to be honest with you, the day I was driving by, it had just rained, and mud was absolutely everywhere. And, you know, people can be, there was litter and trash and stuff. And I thought, you know, it's sort of a metaphor for these old Cadillacs, that maybe that's all the stuff that was in the backseat, the wrappers of fast food, you know, things that tourists would drop, water bottles and that sort of thing. But there are these bizarre sort of landmarks. I don't know if you're going on a road trip this summer. That seems to be the hot thing. Get an RV and hit the road. But you got to go see the giant frying pan. You mentioned the giant ball of yarn, the Cadillac Ranch in Texas. Yes, James.
You know, Dave Johnson wrote that there's the cider barrel in Montgomery County.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
And Dave Johnson says the Red Horse. Mm-hmm. We have...
That's right, the Red Horse Restaurant.
The giant chair in Marlow Heights, says Dave Johnson also. And then there was another one I saw here.
Dave's the best. Dave, thank you, brother. Appreciate it very much.
And Kristen Schreiber says in Martinsburg, they have a giant apple downtown.
There you go. Well, for the Apple Festival and the Apple Blossom Festival. Anyway, feel free in the notes to drop them in. If I can find my picture of the Cadillac Ranch. I mean, you can certainly Google it and find it. But the day I was there, it was more of an inconvenience than it was an attraction. The mud and the pouring rain. Jack Diamond Show on Facebook. 106.9 The Eagle. 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisanne, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
You know, we love to share things with you. It's one of our favorite parts of the day when we get to not only play great music, have a laugh or two, but also, well, how about allowing us to provide for your next picnic or your next barbecue? Our friends at Giant Food make it really, really easy to shop right now, safely, efficiently browse aisles, and you can do it virtually if you'll go to giantfood.com. That's their website, giantfood.com. You'll find all the details. So they have a giant pickup, giant delivers, so you can get back to the moments that matter, like your picnic or your barbecue, right?
Absolutely.
How would you like a $50 gift card?
I would love one.
Do a little shopping on us?
Oh.
We'd like you to do that. So what word would you like to use to text it, Lisanne?
Picnic.
Picnic.
We just talked about a picnic.
Jimmy, how do you spell picnic?
We got the first you got the P-I-C-K.
No!
And then K-N-I-C-K.
You spell picnic however you'd like. I would spell it.
P-I-C-N-I-C.
P-I-C-N-I-C and text it to 800-222-1069 right now, please.
Why use six letters when you can use nine, like I just did?
We will accept any spelling of picnic that is close. P-I-C-N-I-C. Text that to 800-222-1069, and please do it right now so we can get you your $50 gift card to shop at Giant.
Can you put boo-boo? Because Yogi Bear would be taking your picnic.
Now you're confusing things.
No, just add it. You're a little
picnic.
Bear.
You could. You know what? If you want to do a bear emoji, you can do that. I don't know that my phone has that, but if yours does, feel free. Or a picnic basket, I bet.
Oh!
I think there is one in the Apple emoji set. Anyway, picnic, P-I-C-N-I-C, to 800-222-1069, and please do so right now.
You know, J.D., I'm so excited to share this with you because it shows what happens in my life now with my family, my new family, my husband's family. Now, my husband is somebody who's very particular.
Yes.
And he
seems to like what he likes and doesn't like what he doesn't like. Much the same as his husband.
Well, that's fair.
But isn't that fair?
Fair. So... But I realize he gets it, honestly.
Sure.
We all pick up things, quirks from our families.
Okay.
And
yes,
believe
we do.
Me, I have a lot of those. So his sister just had a baby. And Ellie is such a cute little kid. I've showed Jack
Adorable.
And Lisa pictures. Now, what's really sweet is they put little Ellie, who's probably 4 or 5 months old now, in a little dress. Mm. Now, this dress was her grandmother's. So the grandmother wore the dress as a baby. Her mom wore this dress as a baby. Now she wore the dress as a baby, and now her daughter. So 4 generations of this family have had this little dress, and it's so beautiful. And I'm looking at the picture, and I'm like, oh, my gosh, it's just beautiful that they had this, that they kept it. It's, you know, a keepsake from the family.
It's a keep, no question.
And Richie said, well, my mom's very upset about the picture.
Wow.
And I'm like, why? And he says that mom's like, why did she not iron that dress? That's all you see is the wrinkles.
Oh.
That's all you see. And I'm like,
you don't see the little girl and the.
Maybe the dress is too delicate. I mean, that's an old bit of fabric, and I'm not sure what it's made of.
You don't picture a child playing and, you know, romping in that, and maybe carrying flowers into her mom or dad.
Exactly. I mean, when I looked at the picture,
it's
like
you would see a baby doll in that kind of dress.
Yes.
Adorable.
I'm showing Jack and Lisa the picture now. Do you even notice the wrinkles?
May I say this?
Yes.
Once you put anything on a child, within 30 seconds, it's frumpled and or stained. And by the way, she's putting the dress in her mouth
Thank you.
Exactly.
So I said to Richie, I'm like, that's crazy. And Richie's like, well, at first, yeah, I thought it was. But then I looked at the picture and I'm like, you know what? Mom is right. She could have steamed it a little bit. And I'm like, oh, great. Now I know where you get it from.
Jack and Jimmy gets you going weekday mornings and the most classic hits to help your workday fly by.
All on 106.9 The Eagle.
Jack Diamond, Jimmy Alexander, Lisa Ann on 106.9 The Eagle, Maryland's classic hit station. So listen, you know when you, they say there's a pleasure point in food, and I believe that's true, that it satisfies your taste buds, it hits the pleasure point in your brain, and it could be something really good for you, it could be something that is not so good for you, but they figured out what you'll crave and eat. Why do you think chips are so popular? Savory, right? They have that crisp. They have that satisfaction.
Texture, just like Pringles.
Texture. They put all these things together properly. Actually, one of the reasons I think when I get McDonald's fries, can I tell you what I ask them to do? Drop it twice. Do you like them crispy?
Absolutely.
Do you like the little crispy pieces?
Favorite.
It's like a secret menu item. And do you know why that food that you eat that's crispy crunches? They are mini sonic booms.
Is that why I like to chew ice?
Yes. The sound from crunchy food is actually a tiny sonic boom because the food breaking up breaks up at the speed of sound. Isn't that amazing?
That's so cool.
Again, I spent a little too much time on my iPad last night.
Seems so, but I tell you what.
Isn't that fascinating?
I had tacos last night. No wonder I like them so much. All those booms.
All the sound of that crunching is a teeny sonic boom.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Now I want a crispy
sandwich.
Yeah,
that sounds...
Did you leave one for me?
I think there's one.
Lisa? I think there is one.
I'd like to go make some sonic booms.
The Jack Diamond Morning Show.
106.9 The Eagle.
6 to 10. It's time to listen to all the humor. It's time to listen, should be on sooner. Jack Diamond is on the Eagle in D.C. Download the app while you're drinking your mochaccino frap. Put South Mountain and Frederick on the map. Oh, they're the fun station. Jack Diamond is on the Eagle. He's my fave. Jack's on the Eagle. Fans tell him, love your show, bad. Jack Diamond is on the Eagle. You'll agree, it's my favorite station.
WWEG, WWEG HD1 Myersville.
This is the Jack Diamond Morning Show. Getting you going every weekday morning with a laugh and your favorite classic hits.
106.9 The Eagle. Jack Diamond, Lisa, and Jimmy Alexander here on 106.9 The Eagle. Good morning, and thanks for hanging out with us. Lots of sun, some clouds. Don't think we'll have any more rain today. I think we finally have worn out Mother Nature's rainfall, at least for the next 24 hours or so. So, I have never been arrested. I'm not bragging. Just have never been in that position. Put your hands on the car, spread them. None of that. Certainly been stopped a time or two.
You haven't been cuffed nor stuffed.
Neither cuffed nor stuffed. And I've never thought, you know what? A life of crime is for me.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you have been, if you've made a mistake, God bless you. I hope you found the straight and narrow, because it never works out well for the stupid criminals. They end up in the file. If you're going to risk jail time to steal something, make sure it's worth more than $2. Police in New York looking for a guy who broke into a frozen yogurt shop on Easter. Yeah, oh, is right. Yeah. And the only thing this guy stole were toppings.
He sold Jimmy's? Is that what I'm hearing?
On Easter.
Well, nothing celebrates the resurrection of our Lord
please,
Savior.
And,
like
Jimmy's.
Toppings and, yeah.
Stolen.
Yeah. Frozen.
He broke a window of their storage room, reached in, grabbed what he could, which turned out to be a few handfuls of toppings like M&M's. He also had, it always gets better, two kids with him.
Oh.
And he made one of them help by holding a flashlight so he's officially out of the running for Father of the Year.
Yes. Well, wow. can I just give you this one thought?
Yes, Jimmy.
It's better that the kid held the flashlight than the child grabbing the M&Ms, because their hands are so small they could only grab
they
a couple.
They have a smaller hole.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly.
Well, he could have just stuck one through the broken. No. Dangerous. Last we heard, the police were still looking for him, but a security camera has a very clear shot of his face.
Oh.
When they do find him, he'll be facing burglary charges, and oh man, when his wife finds out. Oh, this is going to go oh so very poorly.
I told you to get a ham. It's a piece.
I thought you said handful.
Jack Diamond in the morning.
106.9 The Eagle.